You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Did you know a quintal of wheat is selling for lower than the branded 10 kg atta pack that you may be buying? Thanks to the export ban that has hit the domestic market as well. Stay tuned for more details. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, the impact of wheat export ban, LPG prices and more on politics, GST, job sector and more. First up, here's how the market fared on May 19. In an equity benchmark, suffered their worst single day loss in 2 months today, continuing to decline for the second straight session. This is amid a sell-off across global markets as investors fretted about worsening inflation and its impact on the world economy. All sectors witnessed losses. IT, financial, oil and gas and auto shares were the biggest contributors to the cut in both main indices. Sensex fell as much as 1,539 points or 2.8% to 52,669 during the session, whereas the broader Nifty slumped to as low as 15,775, which is down 465 points from its previous close. Meanwhile, global brokerage JP Morgan says that it sees more downside risk to the earnings assumption and downgraded the IT sector and cut the target multiples by 10 to 20% across the board. JP Morgan downgraded four stocks, that is TCS, HCL Tech, Wipro, and L&T Tech to underweight from neutral. While it is overweight on Infosys, Emphasis, Persistent Systems, and Tech Mahindra, it cut their target prices. Some of the other stocks that were in focus today were ITC and Godrej Consumer. ITC was the only Sensex stock in green today after its shares hit a 3-year high as its cigarette revenue growth impressed the street. The stock ended more than 3% higher a day after the company said its cigarette revenue growth stood at 10.2%. It saw a robust broad-based recovery in the cigarette business despite disruptions due to the third wave, with volumes surpassing pre-pandemic levels. The company said it has witnessed strong growth across operating segments despite the impact of the third wave of pandemic. Meanwhile, Godrej Consumer Product stock declined more than 4% even as the company is eyeing double-digit sales growth on the back of price hikes it took last year. However, a CNBC TV 18 poll of analysts suggests that its revenue will increase by 6% to 2,895 crore rupees in the March quarter. The profit is expected to rise by nearly 5% to 384 crore rupees, while the margin is likely to remain flat at 19%. Moving on, your cooking gas cylinder now costs more than 1,000 rupees. The price of 14.2 kg domestic liquefied petroleum gas cylinder, that is LPG cylinder, has been increased by 3 rupees and 50 paise with effect from today. With this new hike, which is the second in May, a non-subsidized domestic LPG cylinder will now cost 1,003 rupees in Delhi, 1,002 rupees and 50 paise in Mumbai, 1,029 rupees in Kolkata, and 1,018 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai from today. This is the third hike in prices in less than 2 months. The price was hiked by 50 rupees per cylinder on March 22nd and again by the same quantum on May 7th. And since April, the prices have been risen by 193 rupees per cylinder. Next up is the latest on wheat export ban. While India's move to ban wheat export has led to the commodity's global prices hitting a 14-year high, the domestic market rates have taken a significant hit. The lowest average market price of wheat, that is in Chhattisgarh's Jagdalpur Mandi, is 79% lower than the minimum support price at 415 rupees per quintal, that is 100 kgs. This is according to data available on Commodity Online, which is a platform that lists latest market prices of over 200 commodities. We must note that a 10 kg bag of packed atta, like that of Ashirwad, sells for about 475 rupees. The MSP, that is the price at which government procures certain crops from farmers, of wheat for the Rabi market season 2022-2023 is 2,015 rupees per quintal. Out of these 950 mandis that are listed on Commodity Online, about 437 have the minimum market price of wheat below MSP. Therefore, farmers and traders have been protesting against out of the blue export ban, saying the sharp fall in prices due to excess supply would hurt their income. However, farmer groups are divided in their opinion of the government's move. One of the groups welcomed the ban in the larger interest of consumers, stating that the Central India harvest wheat by February and Northern India by April, the farmers have already sold most of their wheat stock to traders or government and won't be impacted by the ban. While several others said the ban was imposed in haste when farmers could have benefited from higher prices in the export market. They urged the government to allow the export for benefit of traders and farmers. Bharatiya Kisan Sangh, that is BKS, suggested that an additional 500 rupees be given to farmers by the centre as well as states over the minimum support price to offset the losses that they've incurred. Now moving on to political front. Hardik Patel says that he has not taken any decision yet on joining any other party, be it the ruling BJP in Gujarat or the new entrant AAP. This is just a day after he resigned from the Congress. His resignation came just months ahead of Gujarat's assembly polls that are due later this year. Patel claimed that Congress had no vision and that leaders of the party were biased against Gujarati people. He says the party never speaks of anything on the issues concerning Hindus, such as CAA, or the issue of a shivling reportedly found in a mosque in Varanasi, and that the Gujarat Congress is too much into caste-based politics, and that he wasted his 3 years in the party. Next up, the Supreme Court has imposed 1 year rigorous imprisonment on Navjot Singh Sidhu in a 1988 road rage case. Though the Apex Court had in May 2018 held Sidhu guilty of the offence of voluntarily causing hurt to a 65-year-old man in the case, it spared him a jail term and imposed a fine of 1,000 rupees. In September 2018, the court agreed to examine a review petition that was filed by the family members of the deceased and issued a notice and restricted to the quantum of sentence. Moving on to what the top court said about recommendations of GST Council. The court held that the recommendations are not binding on the centre and the state governments. They only have persuasive value. It also held that both parliament and state legislators can equally make laws in relation to GST. Lastly, the world of startups has been hit by another round of layoffs. This time, the IPO-bound automobile marketplace Cars24 has fired close to 600 employees, citing poor performance and not owing to any cut in costs. A company spokesperson told CNBC TV 18 that this is business as usual. The performance-linked exits happen every year. With these layoffs, Car24 has let go of 6.6% of its total workforce of 9,000 staffers. The company now joins the likes of a growing list of startups like Unacademy, Vedantu, Meesho, Valenso, Trell and OKCredit that have fired employees amid a slowdown in funding and tough global market scenario. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.